This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how waiting on God can sometimes feel tricky. And I will be the first to confess that I find it difficult to wait on God to deliver me from a situation, to provide healing, or to open a new door. That waiting period can feel so tricky, as all sorts of things can run through your mind. And when God doesn't deliver when you expect Him to, you may not be sure if it's something you've done, or if maybe He just changed His mind, or maybe the timing is just not there. And one day you may feel strong and determined to wait on God, and the next day you feel doubt and confusion. And if the stakes are high, you may even decide that time is running out. Instead of waiting on God, you take matters into your own hands. And this is exactly what Sarah, Abraham's wife, did. So during that time, one way men gained their status was by the number of sons they had, and women gained their status by the number of children they bore. But after several failed attempts at having a baby, Sarah took matters into her own hands. She had her servant Hagar sleep with Abraham in hopes that she could give him a son. Yet shortly thereafter, Sarah became very unhappy with her own plan. It wasn't until Sarah put her faith entirely in God that she became pregnant. And we know that her pregnancy was from God because she had her child at 90 years old. So do you have a high-stakes situation that you're waiting for God to deliver on? If so, hold on to these words. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Lamentations 3:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't be tricked. Wait for Him.